Tipong.
Another same thing in Arabic.
Tipong. It sounds naughty.
It is.
And there's more where that came from.
Back, you fumed frog of a man.
Mr. Greenslade, touch the shins and announce this announcement on the wireless set.
Hello, England!
Oh, I don't know. I give up. Really, this is too much.
Catching up his dying announcement, Ned continues.
Hello, Hawks! Leather speaking trumpet announcement in the modern wireless talking monohawks. To celebrate the 200th anniversary of Burns, Cats, and Brutes, we go to the cutty, rampant seashore of the Scotland Hawks.
Carnier the big nerd and new lock there in the hoin.
Hello, hello. Ned calling on his Mac megaphone made from red Scottish hairs, folks. These sounds were the dreaded sound of the phantom trombonist of the Glen.
Aye, they do say it's the ghost of George Chisholm's grandfather. Killed one stormy night when the Tay Bridge died.
Aye, that's true. Real true. I was killed outright. The new.
Thank you, George Chisholm, and his phony Scots accent. There he goes, folks. See, and he's speaking part three of two guineas.
And now, folks, the tea. It was a dark and windy night. And as far as the eye could see, and the teeth could chew, it was 1878, and the cringe won the club.
Oh! So soon in the program, too. Oh.
In the year 1878, I had a bridge building company in Stocky Hall Street. I didn't have an office, but I did have a Stocky Hall Street. Versus the Rangers.
All half Scotland crammed the football stadium. Ned diligently went about building his business.
I belong to Glasgow. I think football badges, bandages, guns, clubs. Dear old Glasgow town.
Thank you, sir. A dub Burmese sixpence.
Scotland forever, sir.
Ach, aye, and ahoy, Veyman. It's a warm brach mullach left for the shirach, the new one. Folks, I don't know how I get these parts. I just don't know.
What about me, boy? They got me down as a Chinese.
Man, you won't get away with it.
I know, boy. It's the old conk that gives me away.
Well, I'm back to keep the rain off your tie, mate.
Yeah. Yes, that conk is working for me, boy. Clutchy!
Howdy, howdy, on here. What's all this? What you are doing all day?
We're just posing for a joke.
Can't you read that airy sign, mate? No posing for English jokes on even dates. Lift up your hat. Now sign this receipt for that lump I just give you.
There.
What's this, Maureen Shag? Is that your name?
No, that's the name of my signature.
Hark on it. It's the sound of a pea vibrating inside a metal cylinder, agitated by human wind. known to the outside world as the Rosas Flute or the Knox Lullaby. Yeah, them criminals don't half lead us a dance, matey.
Take your partners for the smash and grab Wednesday. Cab, what a night that was.
You dance divinely, little hybrid fellow.
You must be Lou Brega.
You devil. Is that your barrel organ outside?
Yes.
Drive me to the millionaire's entrance of the unemployment exchange.
Splendid! And it's his turn of the barrel organ.
Step on it.
So saying, he threw down a dog in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Socky Hall Labor Exchange.
A glorious sight to see. 10,000 unemployed Scotsmen, all happy and free. They lay there kicking row after row. And, oh, and oh.
Everybody quiet.
Who is there? Who is that there? Is it what?
No, it's me, Finn, friend of the weary.
The door was opened by a heavily strained wreck, wearing the stringy veins of an ankle-length vest, a second-hand filby, and both feet in one sock.
And there's more where that came from. I'm a true son of the feet of public applause.
Ned. This is the great French revolutionary shop steward and rifle range target, Count Jim Listeemnuts. Moriarty. Men of the Royal Labour Exchange, I have good news. I recently had talks with the Prime Minister, and he has granted us a further extension of unemployment. And as the Highlanders shout hooray, Max Conk's Geldray was seen for to play.
Thank you.
rocky ledge on Skillabray, I announced part two. Why I'm on a rocky ledge on Skillabray, I just don't know. I am but a humble announcer, and these seabirds are no respecters of persons.
Three blissful months I've spent in the labor exchange. And then, one day...
The phone!
I thought you told me that phone was unemployed. Ned, you take it. It might be the fiend work.
Don't you worry, chap. They'll never know. Hello, Embassy Gold is green here.
Scottish Labour Exchange?
Yes.
Oh, I give it away, oh.
Oh. Listen, Jim.
I'm a listening on you.
Yes, indeed. My famous spread from the little basement I work in to the old lady next door and back again.
All right, Jim, come to the address once, Jim. It means money, money.
Money!
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 From a straitjacket at the bottom of the Thames, I announce a meeting of the Glasgow LCC.
Enough, my love. What's the date?
The 1st of June.
Hey, well, we must now declare Hogmanay officially over.
Boots, Mon, sir. The applicants for the new bridge is waiting the new Ox-Eye, Mon.
Who's first?
Hog. Hockaloy, Mon. Hoochamonoy. Macacle.
You ever built bridges before?
Yeah. I built the Malalam bridge. I built that bridge in the Malalam. And I just finished the Fort Bridge.
When did you build that?
After the first tree fell down.
Well, if it's as old as that gag, I'm not surprised. Well, let's hear the plan for the new bridge.
Okay. I'll sing it. My eyes lay up the bridge on the River Tay. It's been made a nice green and wide and spring. With all of my tools, and it would have all the miles in it.
That's all right, lad. Put the claymores away. Mr. McEccles, that bridge don't sound very good to me.
Well, perhaps if I get a better singer to sing it.
No, it's no your voice or your bridge. It's, it's hard to explain without a mirror, you know.
What? What? You better watch out in Scottish mind. Well, I'll tell what happened at the ball of Killymuir.
Don't stop it, lad!
I saw them in the haystack, sure. I saw him in the ricks. I could have heard the music. Ow!
Got him. Right in the credentials.
Hello, Scottish folk divine. I will now sing and play my own bridge divine. I will build a bridge afar across the river day, where the dawn shines at night and then I'll shine across the day.
Job is yours.
Stop!
Fair me. I second that. Let us have fair play. There is still one more bridge to be sunk. My client, the great French financial disaster, has this to say.
Telephone, that is me on. On it on,
must admit his bridge sounds longer.
Well, I'll sing an extra bit on mine. Another 20 feet of more is all I ask.
All through the steaming, porridge-ridden night, the two bridge builders extolled their plans in song. My client with his powerful French bridge against the mighty of Sigun's Alastor's door.
My weak ankles.
Hard luck, Moriarty.
Congratulations and hatred, Ned. All's fair in love and war. Let us supply you with the steel for the bridge.
Have you any samples?
And there's more where that came from, Ned.
This looks remarkably like Tower Bridge.
You'll get no rubbish from us, Ned. Here. Sign the exclusive contract on this bomb. There. Nothing can revoke it. Moriarty, unchain a fresh re-engine.
Man, this is the worst contract I ever had.
Baby, baby, what is wrong with you? Tell me, baby, what are you gonna do? Is you my baby now? I wanna know right now. I waited 7 days, 7 lonely nights, wondering why, baby, you don't write. You told me you love me, and I believed in you. Tell me, baby, what's wrong with you? Is still my baby now? I wanna know right now. I told you, baby, time and time again, I will love you and be your friend. Listen to me, listen, tell me, please, a word from you will put my mind at ease. Is still my baby now. Ooh, I wanna know right now. I want to hold you in my arms at night. Tell you, baby, everything's all right. You mean everything in the world to me. Whatever you is, that's what I wanna be. If you is, it's still my baby now. I wanna know right now.
That was Ray Ellington and his appliances. The applause was recorded by professional mourners. Now, strapped to the railway lines at Paddington, I announce part two, the bridge over the River Tay, the blasting operation.
Clear. All right, lad, it's clear. You can come out.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What's this black dress hanging in a tree? What is it, man?
Oh. I was collecting seagulls. They dropped the cliff. There was an explosion. And they went up in the air. And I went down.
Oh, she fainted. Thank heavens the ground broke her fall. Let me open her handbag and let some of that heavy, naughty money out. I am counting it now. See how I count. 8, 9, 10, 10. 9, 10, and 10, 10. 10, and 10, and 10, and 11.
Oh, where am I?
In debt, my dear.
Mr. Bloodlock, why aren't you on the job?
This poor female egg collector fainted from faint and had been struck down in the prime of her 89th year.
Where is Henry?
He's been buried alive on 1,000 tons of earth.
Thank heaven he's safe.
She doesn't look very well. We must get her to a graveyard as soon as possible.
Pardon me, sir. It's part four.
No, we must hurry. Over to part four and me.
Oh, folks, it's me. Now back to him.
Thank you, me.
Thank me, you too.
Oh.
What's this approaching wearing a transparent kilt?
Yes, sir, is a special kilt designed for patriotic Scottish nudists. Now tell me, is that the new bridge over the Tay?
Yes, made of solid leather and due to be opened by Captain Webb, who will swim it?
With red drawers of the smallest grist, no doubt.
Aye, aye.
May introduce myself, sir. I am William J. McGonagall. Poet and tragedian and twit. Allow me to pen a verse of appreciation. Let me get the feel of the tune. Hey, they're with me tonight. Oh, beautiful new bridge over the Silvery Tay, which has caused the Maharaja to leave his home far away, incognito in his dress, as he will pass this way on his journey to Inverness.
Oh, jolly good. Now, I'll just put the bandage around your eyes.
Just one moment, sir. Underneath the bridge, there will travel ships. I see. What is that cooking? Oh, ships.
He's brought this foreign. Hello, hello, hello. What's this approaching? With revolving knees and a touch of the Poona crut.
Hello, man. I am Pandit Banerjee, and this is Dr. Fred Kukram. And this here, wearing the pole, is the Waziri tribal chief from Katari, sir.
Let me do the talking, Banerjee.
You shall do it, Nick. I never did it, you ever talk.
All right, then. All right, then. Boy, I'm doing it.
You and the control me, the boy.
I am doing it.
At the Bishop High School in Poona.
That is right.
Across the river.
Very fine European cantonment school. Hello, mister, my fine fellow. We are here shopping for railways incorporated. Get out there, Panaji boy, and get the European style bridge built. That is what it is. European. That is what it is. That is what it
is. I see. Would you care to stay to dinner?
Oh, my goodness, we would, yes.
Well, unfortunately, our dinner's at the Menders.
Oh, dear. It's a terrible blow to us, sir. Terrible blow. Never mind. I have here a red hot ball curry and chicken vindaloo.
Curry? Never, no. That terrible burning the morning after. No, I won't have any more.
Bloodlock! You! So we meet again, mate.
It's the red bladder, my mortal enemy from Ferrothapar. Put that sword down, sir. I can explain everything.
You steal three wives from my harem in 1923. Me feel the pinch.
Don't worry, Muller. They're all still in working order, I assure you. I'll go and get them from my country home.
On the morrow, the first train was to pass over the bridge, but that night, plotters were at work. Titty-tight-o, padang!
Who's that? Who's that beyond that bush?
Black Hawk Demon Bridge Destroyer.
You got the dynamite?
Yeah, I have. This will cost you a pretty penny.
I ain't got a pretty penny.
Well, two ugly ones for do.
Hey, you two smutty hermits.
Oh, it's Red, and he's got his hat on.
Hands up, Ned man. That hat does not flatter.
Blast, give me that silly bit of twig.
You fool man. This twig contains a torch battery that releases a paralyzing electric shock. Scringy, it will go. Touch the end and see.
There.
Oh, it's a good job it wasn't switched on.
He's passed out. And it suits him.
Come on, Mad Dan. Well, it's out. We must saw down that bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, phew. Phew. This girder is tough.
Man, that's my leg.
Wow. Oh, who are you doing?
I don't know, but it's too dark to see.
Yeah. You ever been married to a bit of driver?
Nope.
It's all right, because he's one of us.
Me got 800 wives.
You better sit down.
Come on, I set the dynamite to go off at dawn. I do feel mean, Nickel.
Keep the engine running.
Tap down the trough filled with sulfuric acid. I announce part six, the denouement at dawn.
Thank you.